U.S. President George W. Bush spoke to Israeli, Palestinian and Egyptian leaders yesterday to lay groundwork for next week's Middle East Peace Conference on the creation of a Palestinian state. The United States has invited 40 countries, including Saudi Arabia and Syria, which have no relations with Israel, to the meeting which it hopes will launch negotiations to end the six-decade Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Co-founder of the Israeli-Palestine Center for Research and Information, Gershon Baskin, spoke with us about the main issues on the Annapolis agenda.
Annapolis will not be a negotiating summit. Everything has to be worked out before they get there. What is expected is that the Israelis and the Palestinians will agree on a formula to enter into three parallel processes. One will be ongoing continuous negotiations on permanent status peace, dealing with all the core issues, the question of Palestinian statehood, the future of Jerusalem, the refugees, the settlements, etc. The second track will be the implementation of phase one obligations of the famous roadmap, which involved the Palestinians asserting their control over the occupied territories, cleaning up the security apparatuses, fighting terrorism, and the Israelis will have to redeploy back to lines that they held in 2000 to remove illegal settlement outposts and to freeze all of the settlement building. Those are the obligations of phase one of the roadmap. And the third process that will take place is intensive economic development projects to create jobs in the Palestinian territories and to turn around the lives of the Palestinians in the occupied territories so that they can see hope for a better future, possibly some prosperity, freer movement, etc.